Let's go and have a chat with Regan Bayliss. He's online because I wanted to chat particularly about Redkirk Warrior, who resumes tomorrow in the Bobby Lewis. Morning to you, Regan.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew.
Good to talk to you, mate. I tried to get you back on Tuesday. They had you at, I think it was Wodonga, for all those two-year-olds. You get around, mate.
Yeah, most definitely. There's a lot of travelling when you're connected with the Lindsay Park stable, but the rewards are definitely worth it.
Yeah, for sure. Mate, tell us a little bit about this horse. He's been spoken about in our race, the Everest. Will he get a slot? Things like that. But I know you ride him a little bit in work. How do you think he is for tomorrow?
Look, I could not be happy with him. The whole team at home have done a terrific job with him. You know, I think he's going just as good as what he was first up going into the new market. It's not even a little bit better. He just feels terrific. He's really in the zone. And look, I've got a lot of respect for, you know, a couple of the other runners in the race, of course, like Voodoo Lad meets him better at the weight on Saturday, and he's had the first up run in the Heath at Caulfield, so he's probably got the fitness edge over him. But you know, wouldn't swap my ride for anything else in the race. I think he's a deserved favourite, and you'll see that on Saturday.
The one thing with him that we've learnt, Regan, is just how good he is fresh.
Yeah, most definitely, and you know, David saved him for this race. Keeping in mind, if he runs well, then you know he gets sort of 3 week freshen up into the Everest. So, as I said, he races very, very well fresh, and couldn't be happier with him going into Saturday.
These straight races can often throw up, you know, sit and sprint races. Have you had a look to see how it could be run tomorrow?
Look, it's just an unknown, really. Like in the new market. I wouldn't have pictured myself being outside the leader, but we sort of jumped and there was a bit of a bias that day. We all went to the inside and, look, he ended up sitting outside the leader on that occasion and careered away to win. I'll just be riding him where he lands, and whether that's in front, midfield, or just in behind him, you know, wherever he's happy and wherever he's in a rhythm. And, look, I'm glad there's a race down the straight earlier on in the day, so we'll be able to get a good guide on you know, how the track's playing and all that sort of stuff before the Bobby Lewis comes around.
The Dane Hill tomorrow, you get the chance to jump on Catchy, which will be an enormous thrill for you. Many people have asked me during the week here, what was the go with Craig Williams? Craig Williams locked himself away with Jukebox, and then Lindsay decided to run Catchy, and Craig had already obligated himself. But by gee, mate, it's a great opportunity for you.
Yeah, most definitely, Andrew. Look, I've done a lot of work on her in her early two-year-old career, and that's track work, that is, and done a lot of gallops on her. And I tried her at Cranbourne before her first up run, and I just remember thinking, you know, if Craig ever sort of was riding at a different meeting or unfortunately got suspended or something happened, then you know, I'd be a chance of riding her, and obviously the opportunities arise, and thanks to Mr. Crabtree for electing me to ride her, and I'm grabbing the opportunity with both hands and running with it.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, can you update on this Ventura Storm? Our good mate Dean Lester's been very keen from a Melbourne Cup point of view. Were you happy enough first up the way it finished off?
Yeah, it definitely was. Him and the stable mate Harlem, you know, they're both really nice stayers heading towards the Cups, and Harlem sort of went through him and got a sort of cue to run through, which he still ran really well. We come wide, and I thought his last furlong was very, very good, keeping in mind that, you know, his grand finals in three or four runs, he's still got a lot of condition on him, and I think he's already in the Cup, so
yeah.
You know, he'll just be kicking over low when he runs in the Cobby tomorrow, and you know, when he's got 54 kilos in the Caulfield Cup, I think, and once he gets out to that preferred distance, you know, you'll see him really start to hit his straps. I think he's got a lot of class on his side.
Any of your other rides tomorrow, and you've got a ride in every race tomorrow, is there any others that we should be mentioning for our listeners to be on tomorrow?
Look, I'd forgive Plovacet. She's in the Captain T,
yep.
Race one. I'd forgive her last start. She got her tongue over the bridle, and she choked down, unfortunately. So, look, you look at her straight record. She won her first start down the straight and beat Madonati, and then she ran third down the straight her second start and bumped into Scholes, and we know how good she is. She was really good first up behind Catchy and Crown Witness, and she had excuses the other day. So, you know, I got a lot of respect for the good old Philly daughter. But look, I'm sure with a tongue tie on, that'll be a significant gear change to see her in the finish.
That's Plover Set, race one, number three. Hey, thanks for joining us. We wanted to talk about Redcook Warrior. It sounds like the horse is there, ready to go in the Bobby Lewis. Hope it's a ripper day for you, Regan.
Thanks very much, Andrew.
Good on you, mate. Regan Bayliss joining us there, going through those key rides tomorrow. Talking with Brad Widdup this morning, got asked yesterday on social media, Acume is certainly going to be running tomorrow. They're just hoping that she jumps better, and then they'll work out from early on in the race how they ride her, but she certainly will be lining up tomorrow for Brad Widdup.